Chesed is of the greatest merits a person can have. It's one of the things that a person receives reward both in this world and in the next world. And as Chazal say, Karen Kayemes La'ilam Haba, the main reward is saved for the world to come. Chazal say that Chesed remains a schus for a person for all of his descendants, every single generation, ad suif kol haderes. As it says, Chesed Hashem may oilam va'ad oilam al yireyav. While tzedakah remains a schus only for three generations, as it says, v'tzedakasai livnei vanim. Tzedakah goes only to grandchildren. And the reason why Chesed is referred to as Chesed Hashem is because through our actions of Chesed on this world, we cause Hashem to treat us and the whole world with Chesed, as we've discussed in the previous chapter. Chesed is a merit that stands by a person during difficult times when he's going through tzaras. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Rav Elazar ben Parta and Rav Chanina ben Trajan were both captured by the Romans and incarcerated. Rav Elazar ben Parta said to Rav Chanina, "You are praiseworthy," said Ashrecha, "because you were locked up for five reasons, yet you'll be freed. And I was only caught because of one reason, but I'm not going to go free. And the reason is you were Isaac. You were involved in both in Torah and in Gemilas Chasadim, and I was only Isaac in Torah alone." And the Gemara explains, quoting Rav Huna, who said, someone who is Isaac in Torah alone, someone who's involved only in Torah learning, is as if he has no God. Meaning, it seems as if he has no God who's looking out for him and protecting him, because you need this chus of chesed to protect you in times of need. And the Gemara says that in truth, Rabbi Elazar ben Parata was involved in doing chesed. He was a gabbai tzedakah, and he performed acts of kindness, but not as much as he had the potential to do. This can be better understood by learning the following medrash. Chazal say, see the power, meaning the merit, of those who do tzedakah and chesed. They don't get protected by the light of day, or in the brightness of the sun, or in the shade of the wings of the chayis, or the shade of the wings, the tzeil kanfei hakruvim, or in the tzeil kanfei hasarafim. They're protected by Hashem Himself. As it says, my yokar chazdecha alekim, how precious your kindness alekim is, uvnei adam betel kinofecha yechasayin, and people will take refuge in your wings. Meaning that it's known that when a person's judgment is handled by the Beis Din Shalmaila, although there are many angels of mercy, which comprise the majority of the Beis Din Shalmaila, who are referred to as nedivim, they stand to the right of the Kisei HaKavod, trying to find a merit for a person. Nonetheless, there is Midas HaDin present. But if a person is judged by Hashem alone, then there is a great measure of rachamim, of mercy. And that's what the Pasuk means. Toiv lachsois b'Hashem, it's better to rely on Hashem, mi b'tayach ben divim, than to rely on these malachim, who will be malam etzchus. However, a person only merits being judged by Hashem alone if he practices tzedakah and chesed, because that strengthens and awakens, it's ma'orer, the midah chesed and shemayim. And that's what the Medrash is explaining about the pasuk. Mayakar chazdecha, how precious is it when people strengthen and awaken Hashem's midah of chesed, and through that, b'tzel kenefecha yechazayim, they can take refuge in the shelter of your wings.